This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
10:36 back on Rutherford Issues on a Friday. Finally Friday, and that means it's time for Miss Carrie Boylan to invade the studio and tear things up and move things around and redecorate like women try to do. That's what's going on in my bathroom now, apparently, at home, unfortunately.
Oh, Well, that's a good thing, Brian. I think a woman's touch is needed everywhere. You know that. And I do have a party in here.
Well, she likes green.
What's wrong with green?
Because it comes out of my wallet. That's the green that she's using. That's the bad part about it.
It's all good, Brian.
I guess so. Well, I'm going to turn it over to you. You've got a lot of special guests here today.
I do. I'm so excited. I am excited. I'm going to acknowledge that I think I'm starting a trend in that Guy Day Friday, because last week I had Gary on from Opossum's Pub, and today I have joining me in the studio Sean Barber, who is the founder of Olympus Athletic Clubs, because we have more than one location. And Sean, I first of all have to thank you for all that you do for WGNS. You are a sponsor of the Braves baseball games when they are in season, and you currently sponsor our high school football games, and we are extremely grateful to you, because if it's not for sponsors like you, we would not be on air with these shows. So thank you. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. We love being a part of it.
Yeah, well, we love you being here too. So it's great to have you here as a guest. I mean, because it's hard for you to get away. I know you're very busy. And I also want to acknowledge my good buddy over here, Tiffany, from the Powder Room and Spa.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're always so welcome. And of course, one of my favorite ladies, Reba.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Introduce yourself.
I'm Reba McBride, and I'm a social worker, and I also am an account executive for Alive Hospice.
That's a good place to be.
It's absolutely wonderful.
I know, it's a wonderful place. Why don't we start the show by talking a little bit about one of my favorite topics, which of course is, and now my listening audience is now going to sigh, because I'm going to talk about Project Help. Mm-hmm. I talked about Project Help yesterday, and I first of all want to say to Sean, thank you for what your club is doing to help promote the Zumbathon. Folks have been coming up to me saying, I thought the Zumbathon was part of Olympus Athletic Club. Well, it isn't, but it is, because most of the Zumba instructors are some way associated with your organization. They have given their time, and they are showing up to teach a two-hour Zumbathon next Saturday the 19th at Dance Murfreesboro on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. What do you say to that? Can I see you there? Will you be there?
I'll absolutely be there, and I love it. You know, we're getting people in shape, and we're helping people all at the same time.
I know. It's
good. How much better does it get? You know?
Yeah, it's $15 to pre-register, and you can go on to Project Help's website. That's mtsu.edu/projecthelp. It's all over Facebook. Pre-registration is $15, $20 at the door. And apparently, one of our door prizes, thank you very much, Sean, is a two-week pass to Olympus Athletic Club, to any of the four locations that you have. Talk a little bit about what you're serving these days. You're reaching out.
Well, we now have two locations in Murfreesboro, which we've had since 2008, when we put in our second location. And a few years ago, we actually added the location in Chevyville, Tennessee, and our newest location, which we just started in August, in Spring Hill, right next to the General Motors plant there.
So, I know. Paul's in the studio behind us. We don't have enough mics to get him on air. Good morning,
right,
Paul.
Good morning.
He's running your Spring Hill, but he's also now the general marketing manager for the organization itself, correct?
Absolutely, yes. He's over all locations now.
So I'm kind of excited, because that means there's some new things going to happen at the club. I don't know if you're able to talk too much about it, but I'm excited about some of the things you've shared with me.
Absolutely. We're really trying to move the industry into the healthcare field. Your doctors, and when you go to the doctor, you go to your general physician, that's sick care. You know, he's fixing something, that the problem that's already existing. We're trying to prevent that problem from ever happening. You know, so stopping the high blood pressure, stopping the diabetes, and doing that with proper diet and exercise in a daily routine, and your body will reward you for it.
Oh, I know. This is why I think you and I are going to be talking about this pretty much on a regular basis, I think, going forward in the future. I know you and I have been dialoguing a little bit about talking about fitness on a regular basis, but I want to sort of go to Reba because that kind of is a nice tie into what I really want you to talk about today, which is everybody knows Alive Hospice, and give us a kind of a brief synopsis about what the organization does as a whole. But I really wanted to hone in on the topic of caring for the caregiver, because it really ties into all of the guests here in the studio today.
Absolutely. Thank you. And one of the things that we're doing at Alive Hospice is a Caring for the Caregiver series with our own staff. We have amazing staff who do wonderful work, and most people are pretty familiar with the work of hospice, but we have to take a step back ourselves sometimes and professionally develop and realize that we have to care for ourselves too. The care that we provide to caregivers at home, though, is kind of an interdisciplinary approach, meaning that there's volunteers that come in and help, social workers that come in and help, chaplains that come in and help, and we're really connected to community resources. So if a family's in need of different things, or if a caregiver's in need of some support, we're able to come in and bring that. We recognize that caring for caregivers is a very difficult thing, because just as a caregiver wants to give their whole self to caring for somebody, they kind of forget about themselves. And so it's our job to come back and remind them that you need to take time to exercise. It's really important to monitor your own diet. One of the things I talk to a lot of caregivers about is getting your flu shot, because you don't realize how much time and energy it takes to care for somebody that needs total care, and how that your body can really wear itself down. And so that becomes a mission in itself, is just talking with people about the importance of exercise and health and fitness, so that you're fit to take care of someone else.
That's what I thought. I like that. I like that a lot. And I don't think you even have to be so ill when you're taking care of someone. You just mentioned the flu and the flu shot, and it's rampant around here. Everybody's sniffing and coughing and snuffling. So yes, we do need to take care of ourselves. How do people get in touch to talk about, to talk to somebody about hospice? How does that work?
Absolutely. Well, first, they can call our 1-800 number in Nashville. That's 1-800-327-1085. That kind of begins the process. But we also offer our services out to the community in a general sense, in that we have grief support and counseling services that are offered to people of the community. So if you've had a death in your family and you've been that caregiver and you really need to kind of process that, we have actually a counselor here in Murfreesboro that you can make an appointment with. We have support groups here in Murfreesboro where you can get connected with other people that have kind of walked that same walk. And so that becomes, again, another mission in itself, along with hospice care for patients. We want to take care of families, because we recognize that families are such a pivotal part of healing process for everyone. And so in that also, again, we do talk to caregivers about the importance of maintaining self. And one of the things I was telling you earlier is just a personal motto of mine is to be worth your own 10 minutes. Years ago when I was in school, I was taking a public speaking course, and they were saying, if you're going to talk about something, make sure it's something that someone feels like it's worthy to listen to. So part of that is being worthy yourself, realizing that I'm worth something and I need to spend some time on me. We have the spa here too, and that's something that's definitely something that's not an indulgent for a caregiver. That's something that's very needed. And in with that, we talk to people about how important it is to recognize that taking care of yourself just means that you're a better caregiver. Asking for help means you know exactly what you're doing, and that you know that there's times when you need to reach out.
I think by that commentary, I think Tiffany, I think you could say something. But before I introduce you, Tiffany is a young entrepreneur. I know her mother. But I met her mother through Tiffany, and Tiffany and I became good friends, and I watched her powder room and spa go from one room to two rooms to three rooms to four rooms to how many rooms now? How many you got up there now?
I think we have five with our reception area.
Five. Mm-hmm. But you come from a really, really good place, and you and I have talked on several occasions about some ideas that we had about giving back and sharing your business and the lovely spa that you have there with the public. So with that being said, you said to me, well, I'm going to start making love donations. And I said, oh, really? And what's that going to look like? And so I'm really, really happy that you chose Project Help and the Wishing Tree program for the month of January to kick off 2013. So why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about that?
Yes, I will. We are located, we're a small salon and spa off of Memorial Boulevard near Blue Coast Burrito. We're off of West McKnight Drive. And I have grown and grown, and like Carrie said, we met and I knew that was something that was going to be close to my heart. We offer a lot of different services. I have girls that are stylists, and I can do the full body waxing, anything from custom facials to we are shellac certified and OPI gel color as far as your manicures go. So we have a wider range of different services that I feel like we can bless the community with. And so that's one of my things that's close to my heart and I plan on doing. And actually, to start off the year, Carrie came and approached me about Project Help. And she has a passion for my spray tans. We have full body organic spray tans.
Well, I am not ashamed to say, I'm not ashamed to say I don't tan. I'm as white as the pure driven
Amen.
Snow.
Amen.
And I'm Irish and English. I mean, there is no chance. I will burn to a crisp.
Absolutely.
So,
and you're one of my most favorite clients because we can make you look so natural and gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
but anyways, we have chosen Project Help this month to donate and also give a benefit for wintertime and getting you going with spray tans to start off the year. So for every 3 packs of baby wipes that you bring in, you get a half price spray tan all month of January. So we're collecting baby wipes. And we're going to try to get as many as we can. We've been doing a lot, so we're really excited.
I'm excited, too, because it's organic. It's an organic spray
it's
tan.
Wonderful.
So let's go back to Carrie's little health thing that she's on right now. It's organic, and which means her spray tan is actually stored in the refrigerator.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it stays. Tiffany gives you an education on how to maximize the most out of your out of your spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
And so $15 is a good
deal.
Okay, it's a good deal.
We're happy to do it because it helps us spread the word. And it's so cute. I had a little couple come in this morning. They're fixing to take a cruise. And they were both like, please don't make me orange. Please don't make me orange. And they were just so happy. They just loved it. They're like, we look real. And so they were tickled to go to their cruise. And I informed them, of course, that they can still burn because it's not a real, you're not getting the base tan. But you don't have to work on your tan. You have instant color and you can just enjoy your visit, you know, on your vacation and wear your sunscreen and protect your skin. And you don't have to worry about the...
Yeah, I just wear a big hat and dark sunglasses
and
just look fabulous.
Vacation. Yes. So
I'm really excited. I'm excited that you're doing that. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about, I'm going back to Reba now. I mean, you're nodding your head and you're agreeing with all of
yes.
this. This is all part of caring for the caregiver, correct?
Absolutely, because it kind of ties in with that whole idea of look good, feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we try to talk to caregivers about is, you know, do spend some time maintaining yourself. Do spend some time going out. And even if it's 10 minutes a day, again, back to that, you're worth your own 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop in and get something that's going to take care of you so that your self-esteem, your emotionals are kept in check, and they're kept in check because you're physically doing something to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean that you're neglecting anybody else. You're taking care of the person that needs to take care of themselves the most.
Absolutely.
I think from my standpoint, if you don't take care of yourself, who else is going to take care of you? You are unable to take care of anybody else if you're not taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Sean, you can speak to that. I mean, how many lives do you think you've affected? I mean, I know you're going to go, oh, come on, Carrie. But I mean, seriously,
yeah.
I was in the club last night. I've got to give a shout out to Valerie Potts. I can't move this
She's
morning.
She's amazing, yes.
And Jesse showed up. Jessica was there to support the boot camps back. Ladies and gentlemen, 5:30 p.m. on a Thursday night. I missed it.
It's an intense class. Very good.
Yeah, well, we love it. And that is part of what I'm trying to get my point across here is what do you think from Reba's standpoint, having somebody come in to your club that needs to do something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, coming in, whether it just be a few times a week, 3 or 4 times a week, you know, give yourself that time. You can never forget about yourself. I know things get, you know, crazy at home. They get crazy at work. And you get tied up, something bad happens within your life, and you just kind of cut everything else out. But you got, just like brushing your teeth or eating or taking a shower, you have to remember to maintain yourself and take care of yourself on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, as your significant other or your boyfriend or girlfriend, they should always be there for that support. And if they're not there for that support, you know, let them know how important it is to you, because they might not understand exactly just how bad you need this.
Right.
And I hear that a lot from a lot of, you know, families. It's so much better if the husband and the wife and the children, they bring the entire family and they do it together as a unit.
You are definitely pushing that big time at the club. It's a different approach. I mean, you have, when I go into, well, I call it the big boy gym at Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
Well, of course they are. I mean, it's a, you have the latest equipment, okay, but you have the tried, and you have some antiques in there that people still
use.
I use some of the antiques.
Yes. So they made it right the first time. Yes.
They sure did, didn't they?
They did, absolutely.
They did. So he has all kinds of equipment. But the other thing that I really enjoy about the club is the palpable energy that you get when you go in there. Everybody's there. Everybody's working out. Everybody's there with a mission. It's positive. And I love group exercise because I'm just tomfoolery. I just jump around and just have a great time.
Yes.
And I also want to also point out that Church Street, okay, different location, different atmosphere, but still got that same energy of everybody wanting to help, work together, to exercise and feel good. Because what happens when you exercise, what starts kicking in the brain, Reba?
There's all kinds of things that happen in your brain. You have things that those feel good emotions start, that dopamine starts going in your brain. Your body gets to the point where that your emotional health becomes impacted by your inability to get out and exercise. This time of year, we have seasonal depression that people go through. You know, it's raining outside today. You're not able to see the sun. That affects your mood. And can you imagine if you've just been told that a family member is needing to come to hospice, they've got a terminal illness? That again is another thing, another layer of depression that people can go through. So being able to get out and walk, being able to have some exercise in your day really kind of helps to strengthen your mood and strengthen your ability to handle the emotional side effects that come from a terminal illness diagnosis. At a live hospice, we do recognize exactly what you're saying, that it is the whole family. It's everybody. It's the friends, the family that all get involved. And so when we can reach out and say, this whole group of family that's going to be involved with this case, that's going to be involved with this care, every caregiver needs to understand how important your own personal health is. I love the idea that the whole family goes to the gym, the whole friends go to the gym and support each other. You know, everybody starts New Year's resolutions. You know, that's just something you always do. I'm going to get in shape.
Sean's shaking his head. Going, here we go.
But, you know, you don't follow through if you don't have somebody with you.
Right.
90% of the time, you're, you know, 28 days after you make a resolution, if you are not still walking around, you're not going to continue. And the people that typically are, you know, still doing that exercise have somebody doing it with them. So same thing with kind of what we do. We understand that life is a contact sport, and you have to have people in life with you. And
I like that. Life is a contact sport. What do you think of that, ladies?
I like
and
that.
Guy Day,
absolutely, yes.
Friday. That's what you are today.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. So going along with that, I like that expression. Go ahead.
And I think that we just have to recognize that, you know, to be able to get along in the world, we have to have caregivers. You know, you cannot go through life and just be an island to yourself. And so you have to pull other people in. And part of that, again, is relying on people that you know that are going to be a strong support for you. Going to places like, you know, the spa and the gym, places where the people that are there are basically social workers out in the world, because they're saying your social health, your emotional health is very vital to your survival. And so I think just the general practice of everybody working together and have this collaborative effort to support people who have that loving gift to be able to provide wonderful care for somebody else. You know, I'm a mother, and I know that there have been times whenever that you think, oh, wow, I took a shower today. Yay me, because you're so busy with everybody else. And I think, again, you just have to take a step back and say, you know, I need to be taken care of, too.
Absolutely.
I need to take care of me.
That's where I come in, too.
Well, come on, Tiffany. You're a Zumba gal on the quiet.
I love Zumba.
I know. And why can't you come
actually,
on the 19th?
I have not been able to get a hold of you, but I can go. I'm
Yay!
So excited. So
I've got
to register, so I'm very tickled.
That's great.
We had some change of plans that day, so I'm so excited to Zumbathon.
Yes.
Sean?
Yeah.
Are we going to see you shake it?
I don't think you want to see me shake it.
Of course we want to see you shake it. Hold on one moment. Ladies, I am a little biased. What would you like to see Sean Barber shake it at a Zumbathon?
I would say it would be a horrible thing.
You know I'm going to tease
you. If we can do it, you can do it.
I'd lose my entire member base that day.
We all look crazy.
I think we could start a whole new trend, actually, Sean. Yes. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I think you're blushing.
Yes, I'm red. Good thing you guys can't see me right now.
I made Sean Barber blush. Anything else that anybody would like to add? Sean, please continue talking about what you've got going on at the gym a little bit more. What do you got? Have you got some enticing things to come in? I know you've given Project Help, the Zumbathon, 2-week passes to the gym. Talk a little bit about your frontline people, your people that are in the club, the people that I know.
Sure, absolutely. And when you come in, you're going to get a friendly face right there at the front desk welcoming you into the club.
You were there the other day.
Absolutely. I'm there. I'm usually there in my clubs every single day throughout the day. So that's something you will see. You will see me inside my clubs along with my upper management and my upper sales guys and my trainers and my floor guys and my cleaners and everybody else that's in there. I love what I do, and I love being a part of it on a day-to-day basis. I feel a little bit lazy if I stay home, so I pretty much am out in the trenches with them every single day, bouncing around from club to club. But I do we do have the group exercise classes that are available for you, which is inclusive with a membership. That's amazing, because if you're not somebody that is really, you know, has the personality and you can really drive yourself on the floor and really push the discipline, very well put. And if you're not somebody, then the group X classes are it's free personal training. It's somebody that's going to be there, that's going to show you how to do it and is going to push you through, just like Carrie was talking about the boot camp class last night. Those are amazing.
Well, Stanley does a really good one at 4 o'clock.
He does. There's many classes, many different times at every facility, so that's good. And the biggest thing is what she was talking about with the intensity and the atmosphere inside the club. Atmosphere is everything with inside a health club. And it's something that we really strive. We are not a social club. We are not a social atmosphere people are standing around not doing anything.
No.
If you walk into a facility and you see people standing around and you see that social atmosphere, that's the exact result that you're gonna get, because we're only human. We feed off of each other.
Correct.
We feed off of each other's habits and how we train. If somebody else is training hard, you're more likely to want to train hard.
Yeah.
If people are standing around and looking at you, you're going to kind of feel like you're on stage and that people are looking at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen this for years and years within the industry. So we really try to, you know, put that into our facilities where people are, you know, there to train and they're only there to train. You know, yeah, when you go to the front, you can say hi and say hi to your staff. But when you're on that floor, you're there for a reason.
Well, yeah, I like to talk to people. No, I'm just kidding. I love the group exercise, but I have been known to venture out and do the weights and all of that,
sure.
As you know.
Yes.
And I want to also pass it back to Tiffany, because I know that we're getting ready to wind up here. Do you have any quick word that you would like to say?
I would love to tell about, we're getting ready to launch a new keratin complex color therapy line in our salon. So it's very exciting. We're going to be one of the exclusive providers of that color therapy line, meaning it actually treats your hair and infuses keratin protein into your hair during the color treatment process, which is normally damaging. So we're very excited about that. We're finishing up education on it. And
how can people get in touch with you?
Oh, they can get on the website, probably the easiest way. You can Google The Powder Room, or you can put in my website directly. It's www.thepowderroomtn, like Tennessee.com.
Thepowderroomtn.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sean, how can we, well, everybody knows how to get in touch with you, because you're all over. I mean, you're on the British Voice and Olympus Athletic Club. We've got you linked on our website right now for the Zumbathon. And
GymOlympus.com, or just come down to one of the locations and a staff member will be there to help you with anything you need.
And I want to just leave it with Reba.
Thank you so much. Yes, to get in contact with the Live Hospice, again, you can call our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-327-1085, and we'll be glad to answer any questions that you have. We want to be that strong support for families and community out here to let you know that even though you're going through a really difficult time, there are people who care about you. There are people who want to offer support to you, and we have this great, amazing community out there full of wonderful people that can take care of you.
Well, I appreciate it. AliveHospice.org. And I guess that's going to about do it for today, right, Brian?
That is it. That's all the time we've got.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Carrie Boylan and guest here this morning on Rutherford Issues. And again, that will do it for our time today. Hope you have a good one.